It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new study examines the false narratives about meat and dairy alternatives that are posted on social media and how plant-based diets are compromised by misinformation. We find out what is fueling these polarizing messages, and you can be part of this discussion. Call in with a question. Add your views at 800-642-1234 to talk. Email ideas at WPR.org. Maddie Houghton-Bokes is a senior campaigner for the Changing Markets Foundation, which creates sustainability campaigns for environmental organizations. Maddie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Changing Markets has been campaigning for lower methane emissions as a driver of climate change. How is animal agriculture and specifically beef production contributing to methane emissions?
Yeah, so methane emissions are kind of an overlooked greenhouse gas. So we all are super aware of carbon dioxide and the impact that has on our changing climate. But methane is a really critical one that's actually over 20 years, 80 times more powerful than carbon dioxide. So it's really, really having an impact on the climate and warming up the planet. And 40% of human-caused methane emissions actually come from agriculture and food production. And livestock is a major contributor to that. The majority of methane comes from livestock. So it's a really critical one for us to address. And we know that in lots of places around the world, we have meat and dairy consumption and production that is above recommended healthy levels. And a really critical and easy way that we can draw down those methane emissions is by switching to healthier diets and having healthier diets, including more alternative proteins or just more fruit and vegetables. So this study that we did is basically looking at a lot of the misinformation around this topic, because we see time and again that people are being told things that aren't true, or they're being swayed into believing that this is a kind of attack on personal freedoms, when really it's just about following the science and making sure that people can live a healthy lifestyle and help reduce climate change at the same time.
You mentioned personal freedoms, and I want to pick up on that. What do you make of that argument that advocating for plant-based diets and alternatives to dairy and meat are an attack on personal freedoms?
Yeah, it's a really emotive topic. So what we eat, obviously, is very personal, and which is brings up a lot of emotion for people. But I think what these arguments are trying to make out is that our choices around food happen in a vacuum, and that people like myself and organizations like Changing Markets are coming in to tell people what to eat, when in reality, our day-to-day habits are shaped by the environments around us. So supermarkets or public advertising has a huge impact on what we decide to put in our shopping baskets or what we decide to put on our plates. And there's a huge opportunity there to reshape that so that people are encouraged to have healthier diets. But these attacks on alternative proteins are suggesting that none of that happens at the moment, but that we're coming in and trying to manipulate people into eating more plant-based food.
Maddie Houghton-Bokes with us, senior campaigner for the Changing Markets Foundation, as we examine climate misinformation posted on social media platforms and the impact on the climate crisis. You can join in questions and comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Maddie, in November, your organization published this report. It's called Truth, Lies, and Culture Wars. And it's about, you know, how meat and dairy are promoted on social media, particularly on the platform X, previously known as Twitter. What did your social media analysis find?
Yeah, it was a really interesting analysis. So we found that over almost a million social media posts that were classified as misinformation from just over a year period. And of those, almost 80% of those are on the attack. So we examined the narratives and really found that there's a lot of accounts that are trying to attack plant-based alternatives, also attack the science around eating meat and dairy, and a huge amount are pushing conspiracy theories, suggesting that there is a global elite that is trying to make us all eat bugs and control our lives and take land away from farmers. So it's really, really divisive narratives. We also found that around 20% is focused on promoting meat and dairy to the point of misinformation. So taking science that suggests that meat is healthy, that it gives you certain nutrients, and then exaggerating that to the point of saying that if you don't eat meat, then you will be fundamentally unhealthy. Or also greenwashing meat, so suggesting that meat is inherently essential to a healthy biodiverse landscape. So lots of different narratives in there, but all of them kind of, you know, driving this polarizing and culture war discussion around meat and dairy, and taking it away from the science and away from trying to improve people's lives.
Maddie, were you surprised by the sheer volume of climate misinformation as you put together this report?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we know that around climate change, there is a huge amount of misinformation in general. Mm-hmm. And in some areas that has moved on, but it's obviously disheartening to see the extent that the misinformation is being picked up on, and the accounts that we came across. So 50% of the engagement for these 1 million posts were linked to just 50 accounts.
Wow.
And it's really shocking that those 50 people have so much influence over what people believe and what people understand. And I think that's where the misinformation becomes really troubling, is the amount of power that those people can have.
These accounts are run by people who claim to be doctors and wellness experts, or they're political figures. How active is the beef and dairy industry on social media?
Yeah, so the beef and dairy industry is definitely active on social media. We didn't find within these accounts that they were the main perpetrators of misinformation, but based on previous investigations and our own work, we are able to connect up the narratives. So for example, this idea that that meat and dairy is essential for a biodiverse landscape, that is one that is pushed very regularly by the meat and dairy industry. So we are able to kind of trace across, even if they're not necessarily the accounts saying it, they're saying the same things. And there's been a couple of different investigations before which have shown certain industry figures who are actively seeking to spread misinformation on social media.
Is this climate misinformation and attacks on plant-based foods, is this more rampant on some platforms over others? Did you find any trends there?
Yeah, so our study mainly looked at X, as you said, because the information there is publicly available. Mm-hmm. We weren't, unfortunately, able to examine platforms connected to Meta, so like Facebook and Instagram, just due to the privacy natures of the data there. But I mean, what we did find is that it's huge discussion on X, also quite prevalent on Reddit. But that these really intersect with public media. So media companies, newspapers in different parts of the world picking up on the narratives that are being talked about on social media, and then that fueling or being connected to news stories that are going out, which obviously then amplify the misinformation.
So by studying this misinformation, quantifying it on social media, what are you learning about ways to communicate more effectively?
I think it really reiterates for us the importance of driving the science, driving the messages around the science. So we are, as most environmental NGOs are, evidence and science based. And I think it's easy for us to assume sometimes that that knowledge is accepted, and it really reiterates for us that we need to keep pushing that, and we need to get through to policymakers, but also the public, and win hearts and minds on this. I think discussions around how you overcome misinformation is a huge one that we're definitely not on our own capable of addressing. It's a global problem in a way. But I think for us, it's got a lot of lessons of, you know, really needing to think about how we're conveying these messages and who to as well.
The notion that climate change is real, that on some of these platforms is still being debated, contested, because it's not being taken as a given.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we've just had COP28, the annual climate summit has just taken place, which, as the name suggests, has been going for 28 years. And it's obviously hard to see that there are still strong public skepticism over climate change. So we really need to just be kind of pushing that, but also making that link to meat and dairy production and consumption, because that is often overlooked.
Maddie, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this research.
Thank you so much for having me.
Maddie Houghton-Boeks is a senior campaigner for the Netherlands-based Changing Markets Foundation. It creates and supports market-focused campaigns on sustainability issues. And the report we looked at is titled Truth, Lies, and Culture Wars. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.